The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory.
Welcome back to the Up North podcast and another great song selection from Kirk Bangstad. It's fair to say plenty of folks don't really appreciate the value of county boards in our state because, you know, we're busy living our lives. And there's obviously a lot more publicity for national politics, state politics, and local posts like city council and the school board.
But sandwiched in between are the county boards in our 72 counties. Perhaps most visible are the county highway departments that keep our communities connected, the sheriff's office that protects the space between cities. But there are all kinds of services done at the county level that run from public health programs for the elderly and disabled to parks and forests, land records, zoning, birth and death certificates, family services, and organizing our elections. So in other words, our county governments need competent people, not Sarah Palin wannabes, not Trump lovers who only see elected office as a means to power rather than as a service to the public.
All right. So this is, we've got two guests today, Tony Rio and Kathleen Cooper. Tony won his county board seat in Oneida County and Kathleen lost. The reason I brought them on the show tonight is because for a couple reasons. First of all, it's a revolution kind of just happened in Oneida County. We had more people running for a county board seat than, you know, ever happens. Usually these guys who run, who are county board representatives, they're in it for like 20 to 30 years. Like they just never leave. And so we've had probably five new women on the county board. There were zero women before, and a lot of folks beat incumbents. So this is unprecedented stuff that happened in Oneida County. But what I wanted to do, Kathleen lost and Tony won, and I wanted to kind of talk about winning and losing. But we'll talk to Kathleen second. But Tony, tell me. I know you, and we've gone back and forth primarily on Facebook for like a couple years because you're concerned about Oneida County, just like I am. You want to get into this race because you were worried about Oneida County. Tell us why you got into the race and why you think you won, even though most of us know you're a progressive guy.
Yeah, I originally got into the race for two reasons. My dad is the town chairman out in Cajun up here, which is about halfway between Tomahawk and Minocqua, just a little town. And one of his complaints is always that the county is always superior to the town boards. They always seem to have an attitude of, well, it's these little towns and, we're in charge. And I was brought up in a household where, I was always taught to believe that, government works best at its lowest level, closest to the people, that sort of thing. So I wanted to get on the county board to kind of give voice to a lot of the small towns up here, a little bit more of a voice within county government and actually listen to people and attend meetings and that sort of thing, which was the gentleman that I was working after, that I was running against. He never really attended the town board meetings and that. He wasn't real engaged, real involved. He was like a lot of the guys on the county board that are there for their own kind of specific reasons, a lot of that having to do with budgeting and logging and that sort of thing. The other issue for me was a little while ago, we had a park just down the road here from me, Townline Park, that over the years, the county board had decided that even though it had been maintained, a gift from the Kiwanis to the county, that they would take and basically stop maintenance on that park. And the whole idea was that they were going to stop the maintenance on the park, let it go to seed so that then they could use that property to sell and use that money to buy another piece of property, which had basically more value to the county, because up here in Oneida County, stumpage is a big thing, is selling off lumber and wood stock from county lands. So this little park didn't have much value as they saw it. And they kind of tried to pull a fast one. I had heard about it a couple of years ago at a town board meeting, blah, 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 blah. And basically it all came to a head over the summer. Luckily that park was able to be saved. There was a community group that got together and went, you know, this isn't right. But it was that kind of stuff where there's stuff happening outside of the public view. And whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a libertarian, an independent, as I consider myself, you know, stuff happening outside of the public view, in my opinion, is our biggest threat to domestic tranquility and life in the North Woods.
Awesome. Thank you, Tony. Thanks for telling your story.
Sure.
Sarah.
Yes. So, Kathleen, let's shift over to you. We heard you lost by 10 votes, and your local papers in Oneida County, the Lakeland Times and Minocqua and River News and Rhinelander, repeatedly attacked you for a $15 contribution made on the Facebook page for a friend's birthday fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. Oh, the shock and horror, among other things. Can you tell us more?
Well, not only did I make that contribution to Planned Parenthood, but I also had my own birthday fundraiser to raise money for immigrants coming over. It was right around that time where Trump was doing the family separation. And so I had my own fundraiser, which they used against me. And the third and worst thing was supporting Kurt Bankstead when he ran for assembly.
Well, he didn't tell us that part. Had I known.
I gave you her email. Come on, Pat.
I mean, supporting you, that's like the sun rising in the east. Of course the Lakeland Times is going to come after you for that one. But that cardinal sin notwithstanding, Kathleen. Can you tell me what a $15 donation to Planned Parenthood and speaking in favor of refugee settlement, can you tell me what that has to do with serving on a county board?
I honestly don't know. You know,
that's the right answer. Correct.
I did write a letter to the editor, and I was going to answer all of the bullet points one by one, but then I just decided to go the nonpartisan route and just say, this is a nonpartisan race and these are not local issues, And actually, when I was collecting signatures, my neighbors would ask me, what party I was running on. And I'm like, this is nonpartisan. It's kind of nice because, there's none of this party fighting. And they were like, oh, yeah, I really like that, too. They didn't care. In fact, one of my neighbors, I was walking the dog just yesterday, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry that you lost the election. And I said, yeah, I think that Planned Parenthood thing did me in. And he's like, what? And, so I explained, what the paper had been saying. And his mother was a nurse, and he and we agreed, Planned Parenthood actually avoids more pregnancies. So, you don't get abortions in the first place and all that stuff. So, and then at the end of the conversation, he said, well, you got run again in 2 years. I'll vote for you then, too. And I noticed he was wearing a Let's Go Brandon hat. So,
oh, Jesus.
So, my neighbors can keep it nonpartisan. The paper obviously can't.
Right.
This reminds me of when I first moved to Wisconsin. I had something on my Facebook page regarding Planned Parenthood and the good work they do, particularly when it comes to STIs and keeping those rates down. And the pushback I got from family members, my in-laws, of like, oh my goodness, you did not like something from Planned Parenthood. And I'm like, where am I? What is going on? Which brings us to the CDC just released a piece that syphilis rates among newborns is up 235% in just the last 4 years. So, we're not talking about this stuff. We're shunning clinics that provide this kind of service for the community. And, what are we doing to our newborns? But the idea that that is somehow scandalous for you to support the good work they do, it just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
So,
what happened in my district, which is Pelican Township in Oneida County, We had, it must have energized the electorate because we had the highest voter turnout of any of the districts. And, you know, like, and it really showed me, like, I really thought that, that our district was more, was really red, but it turned out our district was pretty purple. So that, that was a good thing.
Good.
So the, ultimately, I mean, like Pat said, you donating to anybody on Facebook should not have been brought into the public sphere, especially because, like we'd said in our introduction, I mean, you guys got to fix the streets. You know, you guys got to, you know, do zoning laws. The county board is like brass tacks. There's not, you don't have to be a Democrat or a Republican to.
It actually probably helps if you're not. I mean, take it from somebody who's covered, it feels like 1,000 county board meetings all across Wisconsin. It's better if you're just thinking local service.
So the Republican Party took a huge ad out. And I played in this too. I played in, and some Democrats actually were mad that I even like waded into this with a super PAC. But the Republican Party of United County took a full page ad out in the Lakeland Times that said, if you're scared about inflation, if Biden's ruining our country, these are the people you need to vote for county board. I mean, it just broke through. It broke through all the rules of partisanship in county board stuff. I saw that and I was like, Sarah, we gotta at least talk about, we gotta at least endorse people that we think are good government people. We didn't even know who were Democrats necessarily, but we were like, whoever's not on that sheet, let's endorse.
Tony, you won your race. Talk about, I'm sure you heard as well, people asking about your partisanship and about things that are so far beyond what a county board member does.
So I can run off at the mouth at times. And that's
welcome to the show.
And, yeah. You know, about things that I'm passionate about. But as I talk to people in my district, in District 12 here, a lot of what I heard was, you know, well, our you know, we saw the article in the newspaper. Are you one of these crazy liberals? You know, that sort of thing. And I always tell people, you know, I'm for good government, whether it's Republican, whether it's Democrat, whether, you know, whoever it is. I voted for Bush. I voted for Clinton. That sort of thing. So, you know, it really came down to when I talked to people, was talking to people about, you know, we all want the same things at a local level. We all want good roads. We all want, you know, to be safe. We all want to have our fire departments and our police departments properly funded. We all want to protect the environment. We all want some sort of property rights to balance that out. So it was really about coming to a point of, as Kathleen said, about being purple, you know, is just listening to people. And I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I have my ideas and such, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe somebody makes a compelling argument about something and you sit there and you go, well, yeah, that might be the case. And that's what county leadership should be about. And I hesitate to even use leadership because to me, it's all about the taxpayer. If you're a taxpayer, you have a right to have your voice heard. And it's all about representation, not just about what I think is right, but what about people in my community think is right.
Mm-hmm. And you with that, Tony establishes himself as a unicorn. Are a rare specimen and very refreshing.
Shouldn't be, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know? I know.
And that was just the way that I was raised. My dad owned his own business down when we lived. You know, you talk about donating to Planned Parenthood and that being horrible. You know, I'm an ex-Chicago guy, so I'm really a bad guy. But you know, we owned a company down there, and Dad was, it was kind of that. He brought me up with the idea of, you know, you need to listen to people. At the end of the day, you may make the decision, but at least make it from an informed point of view, and at least give people whether it's in business or in public life, people some input on it.
Kathleen, I'd like to try to bring things full circle from where we first started covering these local spring nonpartisan elections when we had Hans Breitenmoser on, who unfortunately lost his county board seat again through the ugliness of all these campaignings. But he talked about the importance of getting people, you know, to run for office, the importance of it. We need that kind of service service is more important than partisanship or ideology. So, Kathleen, you put yourself out there. You got treated rather unfairly. You came up short. I'm not asking you to declare your candidacy. I'm asking, do you have any, you know, any, would you do it again, hypothetically, any regrets? What would you tell people who would consider running for local office?
Well, I've never done this before. I'm a retired RN, actually. And so this was a brand new experience, and I, met a lot of people, had a lot of new experiences, like interviewing on your program, and I would do it again. I definitely would do it again.
I hope you do it again. I know we all are, because again, that's what we're looking for. And I still, of course, I would not have minded a bit if you would have said, no, I would never do this again. This is horrible. But you didn't.
Yeah. Just briefly, my opponent was another woman, actually. And I congratulated her after she won. And she turned out to be really nice. And we think a lot of alike on county issues, actually, even though she's like ultra right, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, again, at that local level, it has to be more about service. So Kathleen Cooper, Tony Rio, thank you so much, both of you. And best wishes to both of you. Hope we can visit again soon.
Thank you.
When we come back, more about the mentality of people who get so down in the mud over things as simple as a local election because they've been fed a steady diet of hate. More after this. You're up north.